What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Here we are. Hope you're doing well. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. And what a week we've had. I'm already getting so many responses. Thank you. Look, I want you to leave me comments on Podbean. You understand me? I want you to let me know you're listening. Tell me how it's impacting your life. In such a, not really controversial, but such an important topic we've been discussing this week. And it's really our response to darkness, right? The world is getting ever increasing dark. And where's our role? What's our role? What's our posture? We started last Friday and Monday, too. We've been talking about it all week long. And today I want to talk about, yesterday was bring the light. Today is be the light. Be the light. If you're the light, then everything that happens around you really doesn't matter. I'm going to start with there. I'm going to date myself. I know, not with these old dudes in the room with me in their late 30s. I'm going to date myself, but I'm going to go on a 41, Lord Jesus. I'm going to go on a limb right now. I'm going to say basically two letters and a number. And when I say it, you're going to go, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. You ready? Y2K. Yep. And y'all crazy believers know exactly what I'm talking about. Time Magazine. Y2K is short for the year 2000, right? In the late 90s, we started thinking there could be a huge issue in the country with the way computers and clocks went, and there was just something would happen when everything switched to 2000, because the one was there for centuries. And then when 2000 hit, that, oh, it was going to throw everything out. We were going to have a meltdown economically and digital, and the whole world was going to end. And most people, I'm not even kidding, as stupid as you acted, people thought that the world was going to end, Jesus was coming back, and this was it. I'm serious. When it turned January 1, 2000, we didn't know what would, I was like 19 turning 20. I didn't care what would happen. But people, really, the cover of Time Magazine, I may have to put this up. The cover of Time Magazine, listen to me. January 18th of 99, this was the cover of Time. 1 year before Y2K, the cover of Time Magazine was a picture of Jesus walking in the middle of a busy street with a sign that said the end of the world, with a cross in his hand, and then there's money and digital clocks around him and smoke and fire. And I knew it was a problem one day when I was at a friend's house. And he's giving me, older guy, and he's giving me a tour of his house. And I'm walking around and he takes me, oh, this is a little game room. And this, and I said, well, what's that room down there? We're in the, it wasn't a deep, deep basement, but you walk down into kind of like an open basement deal. I said, well, what's that room? And he said, well, that's my Y2K bunker. I said, what? Yeah, that's where when it turned year 2000, we were concerned that we were not going to have any access to food and the world was going to end. And I'm like, I'm like, bro, I'm speechless. Can I just even see what that would even look like? And I'm not even kidding, bro. He opened the door and I could have laughed right in his face. There were probably 1,000 containers of spam. And side note, outside of Hawaii, who eats spam? Chris is laughing out loud. Who in the world eats, what is spam? There were 1,000 cases of spam. Spam. And there were barrels of, like, end-of-the-world rice. You know, come on, you watch these TV shows. You need to get delivered. and there was like water filtration buckets. Like, so he could urinate and drink. Do you understand? Like, he was going to pee in a bucket and drink it. Look, I know you think this is funny. I'm telling you, this is dead. People were dead serious. This is what they thought was going to happen. How stupid. What a waste of 1,000 containers of spam. And this was like years later. I'm like, bro, what are you doing with the spam? Like, I'm not that I want it. I'm thinking like, this house is like, and I realized at that moment, obviously the year 2000 came and nothing happened. I think the biggest news that happened was Boris Yeltsin stepped down. I mean, there was nothing that went on. And here we are, all the Christians looking dumb, holding the bag of spam. Having their Y2K bunkers, preparing their doomsday scenario. And it's just like Christians, man. Like, don't have faith. Don't believe, but let's do everything we can in the natural to prepare for fear. You want to talk about living in response to, if you were one of those Y2K mongers, shame on you. If you were one of those people that, I mean, I say it jokingly, but if you were one of those people that just hoarded 1,000 containers of spam, repent. Because your trust was in your ability to have cans of soup. Well, we should prepare. We didn't. No, friends, your problem is not preparing in the natural. You are too natural. You are so natural, we're sick of you. My problem is you're not supernatural. My problem is I can't even get you to activate the faith you say you have. A Y2K bunker? What? Is this G.I. Joe? For what? The world's gonna end. No, your Christianity ended when you basically said amen after your prayer, bro. A Y2K bunker? And now you look back and you snicker, and if you're young, you don't know what I'm talking about. And if you're really old, you're convicted. And if you're middle-aged, you're kind of like, well, yeah, I would have probably done it, but I'm glad I didn't. Shame on all of us. What in the world are we doing? What is it in believers to go to the lowest common denominator that you can control and try to call it faith? Seriously, bro? Spam? Spam. 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 I just said spam 5 times in a row. Your deliverer is spam. I didn't know what it was till this week. My wife was like, yeah, they eat it in Hawaii. That's all she said to me. Why are we eating spam in Hawaii? No, I'm serious. What, do you know why? Chris just said the word spam and delicacy in the same. No, it is not. I can bet you that it's probably rooted in some day where they ran out of food and they just held on to spam. It has to be, dude. Spam? Nobody opens a can of spam and goes, man, God, thank you. We got to take a break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Pastor Jason Gillick here from the River Northwest Church. We want to invite you to join Pastor James and the Engaging Heaven family for 2 powerful days of ministry with Dr. Rodney Howard Brown. Make plans now to get your faith ignited and allow the fire of God to transform your life. December 7th and 8th at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut.
What's up, everybody? I mean, how do we not just pick up from that? Look, if you're a spam consumer, now I've been educated that in World War II they had it, the salty meat, I guess it is. Look, I don't have a knock against spam. If you love spam, do your thing. I'm glad you like the salty meat, okay? But Hawaii consumes 7 million cans of spam a year. Like, at what point do you just realize that you're not poor anymore? Like, you don't have to live with spam, dude. If that's your deal, rock on, spam away. I didn't know what it was until I walked in that Y2K bunker and he had 1,000 cans of it. 1,000 cans of it sitting on the shelf. And to be honest with you, he probably still has them down there waiting for something in, because Lord knows they're still going to be good. Or still going to be valid. I mean, because it had a long shelf life, right? All right, digging out of the hole of spam. My point is, if you're going to be the light, then you cannot allow external circumstances to determine your actions. Do you understand? You're not being the light. Being the light is full confidence that God's your deliverer, he's your provider, he's your healer, he's your source, and he's your strength. Easier said than done. I say that and you want to nod, and I agree. It is powerful, but he has to be those things. Otherwise, you're building Y2K bunkers. And Y2K was just a little sign of anything in our life. News from a doctor, the Texas massacres, the uncertainty of the stock market, the church, dead church world we live in today. Whatever it is, that's your Y2K. What is it in your life that's causing you to put your trust in yourself rather than trusting God for a better outcome? If there's anything in our life causing us to run in the natural to try to like make it happen, then it's probably not God, right? That's why the Bible says, deliver us from evil. Like, we can't do it ourselves. We need you to be our deliverer. Why would they even pray that if they could just go buy spam? Like you just do it in your own strength. And there's something that we have to understand. It's like, it is conviction versus judgment. But those things come from the Lord. The Bible says that justice is the Lord's. Like, we have to put those things in his hand. If we feel injustice, then we have to be the light and God will vindicate your behalf. If you feel, you know, somebody wrongs you, you know what I mean? It's like, years ago, I always felt like I had to repay or clear up or confront or kind of get, you know, get something straight, or I got to defend myself. And it's like, no, I don't have to do any of those things. Because God's opinion of me doesn't change. And if I just be the light, then darkness flees. And if we're letting the world around us create the narrative, then you're going to live in Y2K bunkers. And you're going to buy into the hype of the media 1 year before year 2000. Time magazine is just putting out this fear in everybody's mind that the world's about to end. What are you going to do about it? Who cares if the world ends? And I get it. I get it. I mean, I talk like this and some of you overly prepared people are, you know, wanting to jump on your soapbox and vindicate your wisdom and being prepared. I value none of that, because there's no faith required in putting spam in your house. If the end of the world happens tomorrow, I will eat. And it's not because I have spam in my closet. I'm going to eat. Because man will not live on bread alone, but out of every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I will eat because I don't trust in this world system. I will eat because God is my source and my strength, and he gives seed to the sower and bread for food. And if there's a famine in the land, I'm going to remind him that he gives bread for food. And I'm going to remind him that he gives seed to the sower and bread for food. And it is his word that I get bread for food and I'm going to eat. Or you can just do it in your own strength and then thank God for it. But here, let me tell you something. If the world did end, think about it. Ha, ha, ha. The world did end. Tomorrow, all the electronics die. All the stores are locked. Nobody can do anything. You don't have money. Literally, right now. Right now. The crazy man with spam will look wise for a moment. He'll crack his can of spam. He'll snicker at my podcast. If there's no electronics, maybe he can't. he'll snicker at me in his heart. And as he's eating his salty meat, he'll go, yeah, I was so wise. That was the Lord, brother. And now you don't have food. Ha ha ha. There's one problem. When your spam runs out, you're going to have faith. And when your spam runs out, see, if you do it in your own strength, you're going to have to maintain it in your own strength. If you conceive it in faith, you'll receive it in faith. So your spam temporarily looks wise. I would always tease these guys around me that love stocking gold and silver and coins. And you know, the Bible says one day you're going to throw your silver and gold in the street. It's going to mean nothing. Keep stocking your silver then. And I'm clearly not against preparation. Don't be ridiculous. But sometimes you need to overemphasize a point to bring some balance. And the overall extreme in this country is we don't trust God. We trust ourselves, and we trust chariots, and we trust horses, and we trust the stock market, and we trust the grocery stores, and we trust spam. Instead of trusting God, and then I'll have unlimited spam. And the spam that I'll have access to can't be contained in a warehouse. It'll be as I need, as I go, as I breathe. God is my source, right? It's like women that, you know, I meet amazing people that, you know, women that are either widows or never been married, or they've been married and had a divorce. And I had a woman, she's older, beautiful woman, meaning like inside, she's just beautiful. You know, she's just beautiful inside. And she said to me the other day, somebody was like, well, are you going to get married? And she said, no, I'm not looking for a husband. Jesus is my husband. And I thought, you get it. You get it. You're not looking for a man to do anything for you. You trust God yourself, and you know that God is your husband. I meet women all the time. You didn't think they could live without a man controlling them or hurting them, or people go from one bad relationship to the next because they don't actually believe in themselves. When we be the light, darkness flees, and God will give you spam. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm out.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.